A $32 million drone gone. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. The Reaper reconnaissance drone ditched in the Black Sea south of Ukraine after the Pentagon says it was intercepted by Russian fighter pilots.
The fighters harassed the drone, buzzing it, passing dangerously close in the flight path. And according to the Pentagon, at least one of the fighters dumped fuel on the drone. Now, according to the Pentagon, during the harassment, one of the fighters struck the propeller on the drone, broke off a piece of the aircraft. The drone became inoperable. The decision was made to bring the drone down in the Black Sea.
Fox's Mike Tobin. President Biden gives a speech in Las Vegas today about lowering prescription drug costs.
The White House hasn't released details, but the Inflation Reduction Act, signed into law last year, already requires that Medicare begin bargaining over the price of some drugs and caps out-of-pocket drug costs starting in 2 years. The president has also pledged to raise taxes on wealthier Americans to extend the Medicare Trust Fund that's expected to go broke in 2028.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. Arguments are being heard this morning in Amarillo, Texas, in a lawsuit challenging the legality of one of the drugs used for medication abortions. There's another lawsuit in Texas about abortion pills.
Marcus Silva is suing three women whom he says helped his then-wife secretly obtain abortion-inducing medication to end her pregnancy last summer, 2 months after she'd filed for divorce. That was also shortly after the Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade, which the Texas Attorney General says revived an 1854 law that made abortion illegal in the state. It may have also violated the Texas heartbeat law, which outlaws abortion once a fetal heartbeat can be detected, usually at about 6 weeks gestation. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
It's a manhunt for the former chief of staff for former Maryland Governor Larry Hogan. Roy McGrath was a no-show for the start of his corruption trial in Baltimore. He lives in Naples, Florida. His attorney says McGrath's wife is concerned for his safety. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Dow futures have been down more than 600 points this morning ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street. Wholesale price inflation slowed last month to 4.6% annually. Prices fell 0.1% in February from January. Eggs down 36% just last month. Yesterday's Labor Department report on consumer prices shows more inflation than the Federal Reserve Bank likes to see, though, to stop raising interest rates. New York House Republican George Santos has filed for re-election. That paperwork with the Federal Election Commission now.
Filing the paperwork doesn't necessarily mean that Santos is running, but it does allow him to raise money. It comes as he's facing criticism from both sides of the aisle for falsifying parts of his resume and employment history during his campaign last year. The House Ethics Committee has also voted to investigate whether he engaged in unlawful activity. Santos has resisted calls to resign his seat, but did step down from his House committee seats earlier this year. In New York, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Well, Shakespeare writes, "Beware the Ides of March." It's March 15th when Caesar should have watched his back.
March 15th wasn't a good day for Julius Caesar, either the real one or the Shakespearean version.
Beware the Ides of March.
He is a dreamer.
Let us leave him. Pass.
Of course, they really spoke Latin, but history holds that 44 years before the birth of Jesus of Nazareth, a group of Roman nobles assassinated Julius Caesar for what they perceived to be his usurping of the Roman Republic, despite his apparent popularity. His death would lead to civil wars and the rise of the Roman Empire. Eben Brown, Fox News.
College basketball, Texas A&M Corpus Christi beats Southeast Missouri State 75-71. Pittsburgh beats Mississippi State 60-59 to advance to the first round of the men's NCAA tournament. There are two more play-in games tonight, Fairleigh Dickinson versus Texas Southern, and Nevada plays Arizona State. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.